Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Girls, this is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day you're listening to us.
Whee!
Hello. Hi, Mary.
What's up, girlfriend?
You've had a rough few weeks. Are you ready for your Christmas break?
I'm ready for retirement. Every year, I wish to retire.
Poor Mary has been dealing with too many kids.
By myself.
She hasn't had her aide at work. She literally sent a photo to our group text chain of these kids, and they made cards for her aide. And one of the cards literally said, "I am terrified of Miss Mahoney. Please hurry back. Love your terrified friend." whatever the kid's name was. Like, these kids are terrified because Mary has zero help.
It's like, dear Mr. Blank, you need to get well. Miss Mahoney's going crazy. We miss you.
It's like, I feel so bad.
School isn't the same without you. Miss Mahoney can't take us no more. I hope you feel better.
You're like, minus 10 for grammar.
It was like, when I was like looking them over, I was dying. I'm like,
I feel like it had to bring you back a little bit.
Oh, I mean, the 100% the whole week, I was like, you guys need to help me. I was like, it's 34 versus me. I was like, the ratio is not fair.
Oh, man, to be a teacher, to teach America's youth, you know?
The wrong profession.
Would you want to take a profession in a makeup line a la Lala?
Lala, and I could have colors like mistress or affair. And what's Randall?
Randall is the name of the guy she's having an affair with. That's R-E. That's so shady of little Lala. But I kind of also, it's like she's giving us Lala, you know? I'm into it.
My favorite is when you see her on Amazon wearing that sweater.
Oh, yeah. Or like the skater, the like slip dress tunics.
Yes.
And her face, like her modeling face is like she just smelled a fart. So it's like Jax just walked by. Because Jax is a wet fart. We'll get into Vanderpump. I feel like Vanderpump is like the dessert of our five course meal. Like it's the piece.
Absolutely.
Piece de resistance. So I think that we leave that for later. Did you like my French? How'd I do?
Yeah, I don't even know what you said, but that's okay.
Comment allez-vous, frère Jacques?
No, I know. Ménage toi.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Si. Ciao.
That's Italian. But anyways, going on. Did you see that you've been so busy, so I don't know what you've been able to really check and what you haven't been able to check, but did you see that Megan King Edmund's PI saw a ghost?
I did see that, and she, like, saged her house and left open the window.
Do you think that it was Teresa's mother?
It could have been.
It could have been, because she's everywhere.
I loved that medium part, and I can't wait to talk about it, because I just believe in the spirits.
I knew you were going to love, like, as soon as I started watching, I was like, Mary is probably, like, peeing in her pants giddy right now, because she's loving this.
I want to see a medium. I do.
And then Melissa, speaking of New Jersey, Melissa and Andy are getting sued for like $30 million by Melissa's ex-partner.
She doesn't even have $30 million. It's like, I hate when people are like, they're getting sued for X amount of money. I'm like, they don't even have that money.
But not even that. It's like, it was the person that she went into Envy with. Yeah, and like she's like, you tarnished my name. That looked like the Long Island Medium.
No, she looked Long Island Medium getting divorced after 28 years. Breaks my heart.
I've never watched that show, but
oh, you know I have.
How can you watch that and not watch Floribama Shore?
I love mediums. Okay, but anyways.
Okay.
No, she looked like Betsy Johnson.
Oh, like a low rent version.
Yeah, Melissa's counterpart.
But anyway, she was like, I'm a entrepreneur and a lifestyle. She's like, what was Sonia Morgan's like title? She's like a lifestyle brand
ambassador or something. Yeah.
And that's what this lady was saying too. I'm like, $30 million worth, bitch. Come on. You could get your hair done better if you had $30 million. Anyways, moving on. So our polls this week.
Big hit. 7,000 votes on these polls, people.
Yeah. So what we did is we did like a best of regarding the Housewives.
So should I just go over the first poll? Or does that not make sense?
No, I think we could do both of them, right?
Okay. So I'll do the first poll rather quickly.
Yeah.
It was Verky.
Oh, guys. Mary needs
Vicky,
help.
Vicky, the OG of the OC who follows us. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Vicky versus Tamra.
Tamra
won, but not by much. 54%, but Tamra did win.
Which is bullshit, but okay.
Shannon versus Kelly God.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon won 61%.
That it's surprising to me that that one wasn't closer. But that's okay. I digress.
Continue. I think, you know, first season Kelly wasn't the most likable.
Right. And Shannon's on the up right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This one I found very interesting because it was Nene versus Kim Z. Bierman.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, yeah. 56%. Yeah. I mean, I guess she does have her own spinoff, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but still, isn't like Nene like the queen housewife? I mean, clearly not here.
They're giving her too much airtime. She's basically narrating the entire show, and which I have a problem with.
Everything she does is so she can be like a gif or a meme, and it's like, you're not that funny, and your bun's falling out. You're so lucky to have a friend like Marlo.
God bless Marlo.
Marlo needs a fucking peach.
Yeah, I agree. She looks a lot better. She's gotten a lot of plastic surgery or something.
Well, do you know who they say is like her sugar daddy?
Who?
Ted Turner.
Don't know him.
Oh my God, like TNT, Turner Broadcasting.
Oh.
Mary, this should be a bigger deal.
Okay.
Anyways, guys,
well,
Ted Turner.
He supplies her with robes. To wear out
boxing
in public.
Robes, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's and the cool. Silk robes, which you would yes. love, so maybe you need to talk to him.
And bunny ears. She likes to wear bunny ears out in public.
Oh, that she does. Not okay. A look. Anyways, proceed.
Moving.
Yes.
So then we have Sonia versus Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
59% Sonia. Mm-hmm. Lady Morgan. This one kind of pissed me off.
I agree, because
Bethany. Bethany versus Lou.
Like, people were...
Who?
Mexico Lou?
I fucking hate Bethany. She is the worst, and I hate Skinny Girl Margaritas.
She drinks her own Skinny Girl Kool-Aid.
Yeah, like...
Like, Mexico Lou... I'm sorry, if you guys saw the Instagram from this week, the Lou from the Christmas card with her nephew Parker and Jacques, it's like, how is that not a champion?
It's truly, truly. I don't get it. But Bethany won by 87%.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit. Okay, another close call in Beverly Hills between Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. I was happy about this because Kyle won 53%.
That's still surprising to me, though. I thought Lisa would have actually taken it by a landslide.
No, Lisa, she's kind of mean. And she's... Okay. She's... Thinks too highly of herself.
Darling.
Yes.
Darling. Okay.
Then we have Erica Jane versus Doritos.
Okay, so this is what I need to explain because people are like, if anyone says Doritos, you've got to be kidding me. I'm like, guys, mark our words. Doritos is going to have a bomb second season. She is going to go from least favorite to favorite this season.
I agree.
Her and Erica Jane are going to take this season by storm.
Rising to the top. Later, rise LVP. Up. Later, Rena. Doritos. Yeah. Cooler Ranch Edition.
Yes. Cooler Ranch. Yes, Mary. Yes. That will be one of our posts for sure.
She's going to be cooler. I like the cooler Ranch Edition.
Cooler Ranch Edition.
Oh my God, those
were my
favorite. The best chips.
Remember when you'd play a sport and like at the end you'd get like your snack for like participating in the sport and they'd bring that bag and if you weren't that first person, there's like three Cooler Ranch and then you'd have to deal with like Cheetos or like baked Lay's.
Wait. Fire Cheetos are I love those.
Oh no, Flaming Hot Cheetos are on another level. That was okay. That was my college. I would go down from the dorms, I'd go down to the vending machine, get a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and a Dasani water.
Mm.
And wait, I'd watch Cutting Edge, but that's like another sex story.
I love that movie. The Bomchenko, the Pamchenko. My dad like always yells that in the house.
I love Chucky.
He'll be like, Doug Dorsey doing the Pamchenko. I'm like, Dad, stop. He like we're not even watching it, and he'll just like yell out that move that they do. You guys, if you haven't seen The Cutting Edge, you're missing out.
Oh my God, I miss freshman year.
Okay, wait, going back.
Okay, sorry, our ADD got us again. If you're still here, we've got about an hour left.
Okay, so Erica Jane won 90%, unfortunately. I mean, okay. Well, like, I knew I was happy she won, but
right.
I wanted Doritos to have more than 10%.
Yeah. When we do this poll next season, it's going to be an even split.
Okay, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Now we're over in Jersey, and it's Teresa versus Melissa. Teresa wins with 60%. And inside scoop, guys,
mm-hmm.
Melissa and Teresa are not sitting on the same couch during the reunion. We don't know what that's about.
I like to consider, because they're like the true OGs of the show now,
mm-hmm.
that Melissa's like, no, I get to sit next to Andy.
Okay.
Maybe so the left side is her good side.
Like Sheena's.
Like Sheena's.
Okay. Okay. Maybe. Maybe. You might be right. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Then it's Soggy versus Marge.
Mm-hmm.
Marge, 58%. I think mm-hmm. Marge should have won by more than that, though.
Way more than that. But, you know, it's her first season.
Yeah. Then she's done no wrong. Like, she hasn't done anything to bother me, Marge.
I agree. I'm into it. Like, the pigtails don't even bother me. They're endearing now.
I agree. And I like it. Like, the girls went over to her house after and she offered them cocktails and she doesn't even drink.
Yeah.
And I want to get behind that story because Marge Sr. does drink.
Maybe Marge Sr. looked like she was a wild child with that tattoo behind her neck and the one that she wants to get a tattoo where no one can see it. And I'm like, Marge Sr., I got one of those.
You do?
I do. It's an anchor.
Oh. Was I supposed to get that too?
Yeah, well, Tiffy, who I'll talk about later when we talk about Vanderpump Rules, Tiffy and I had a few cocktails one night. Did I ever tell you this story? Tiffy and I had a few cocktails one night with our friend Greg, and we used to love this place. This is like way back in the day. It was called Velvet Margarita. We used to go to this place.
It sounds lovely.
Yeah. And so next door, there was this tattoo place called the Blue Horseshoe. And jokingly, we'd always be like, we should get tattoos. Well, one time we drank a little too much and took the plunge. So my friend, he got lips on his ass. My lips are permanently tattooed on his ass. We all kissed a piece of paper like multiple times. And then he picked out the lips he liked best. Your girl got some DSLs. Just kidding. I don't do that. But anyway, so my lips are permanently tattooed on him. Tiff and I both have anchors below our hip bone.
Oh, yeah. I kind of do remember that. And Les has that, too.
Yes. And then the best part about that whole thing is we're like, we had the craziest night. Like, oh, my God. We can't believe we did this. And our friend, who you may remember, Bloss.
Yeah.
She comes, she's like, so you guys, last night I was with a one-legged man who had a parrot. And I was like, how did your night beat mine?
Wait, like she slept with him?
The details are hazy, but the fact is that she was hanging out with a guy with one leg and a parrot. And I was like, were you on a pirate ship? What's happening? How does your night beat mine? I don't understand. Like, I thought we were wild. We're like 24 and wild getting tattoos. And you're hanging out with Johnny Depp's like stupid stepbrother.
She wins.
She won. Anyways, back to the polls.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then, sorry, I put down my phone. I forgot about them. Okay. Dallas, we have Leanne versus Brandy. Brandy won 60%. Also, you guys,
that's surprising.
Okay, wait. I highly recommend go to Danny Pellegrino's podcast, and he has an interview with Leanne Locken that is fucking nuts.
Can you give us some highlights? Because I haven't listened to it, but I heard you told me it was crazy.
Highlights are that a man that she was with almost murdered her.
Okay.
And she almost died.
Mm-hmm. She talks about that a little bit in season one. I know you didn't watch it, but she probably goes more in
then,
depth.
I don't like talking about this, but she was molested as a kid.
Mm.
Bring
down the room, right?
But like the passion in her voice, like behind all of it, I was like,
yeah, just hell.
I was like, God bless Danny Pellegrino. He's probably on the other hand line, like.
He's muted himself so many times.
She is losing it on this pod. I couldn't believe it.
This is why we can't have guests. I can't like be nice or like do, truth serum.
Do yourself a favor and listen to it because it's pretty. It's pure gold.
Okay. So from those polls, we then went the next round so that we could figure out who was the franchise winner. Do you have these?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you then, So okay. The favorite Real Housewife of Orange County was between Tamara and Shannon. The winner was 54%. So who do you think?
Shannon.
Ding, ding, ding. You nailed
yes!
it. Yes. Thank so you. Thank God that you guys picked Shannon, because I swear to God,
ew,
Tamara won.
Guys...
Like, oh, Tamara's the worst.
Yeah.
She cannot come back next season. Let's erase her like her daughter did to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So evil. So evil.
Yeah. Well, you know. Favorite Real Housewife of New York. We had Sonia versus Bethany. The winner won by 73%.
Ew, and I know I don't agree with it, and I think the result's Bethany.
Yep, you're right, and I agree. Come on, Sonia, Lady Morgan,
Lady Morgan,
Lady Morgan with the 5 feet napkins.
My dream is to be like Lady Morgan. Like, I just got to meet the rich guy. I'm totally okay with getting divorced.
But how okay if are you with finding blackberries in your toilet? Remember that?
I could live with it.
Do you remember when the plumber came over and he was like, is this your phone? She's like, oh, God, how'd that get it? Rocco! She's like, oh, God, another fun night at Grey Gardens.
I also imagine her house smelling like Lisa Vanderpump's, and that's
just
pee.
Piss. No, Sonia's, like piss. Sonia's for sure is piss. Again, Rocio is on her hands and knees scrubbing Lisa's house with a toothbrush.
I think Sonia's like something's going on with her nose, though.
It's falling off. Too much coke.
Too much snow in New York. Uh-oh. Also, it's so much fun. You guys watch all their Instagram stories right now. Like Lou, Sonia, Dorinda, they're all been going to these holiday parties together.
Oh,
Countess Luann, like, will story wasted at night. It's worth it.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so the favorite Beverly Hills housewife was between Kyle and Erica Jane.
I'm going to say Erica.
Erica won 54%.
Close call once again.
So they need to know you keep Erica on your side.
Wait, so Kyle is moving out of Beverly Hills.
To Encino. Yeah,
they bought a house for 8.3 in Encino.
Which is crazy.
I think that's like, if you want to be in Beverly Hills, you got to be in the 90210.
Right.
Type of hoe.
Right.
I would like to be a 90210 type of hoe.
I'd like to be Bel Air. It's more private.
Well,
that's where
all the fires are there right now. It's so sad.
That
like,
is true.
It's deja vu.
Adrian Maloof tweeted that she was being evacuated. I'm not really sure what other housewives they were.
Right.
The fires have been kind of scary, though.
Kim Kardashian, she lives in Bel Air, too.
Oh, she does. Well, I hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fires are really scary, and you know, we really do hope. I live
so
in LA,
awful.
But we really do hope that everybody's okay. It's like, you know, you had
the
Napa ones near you. It's the Santa Anas are in full effect, and it was pretty. Today was supposed to be the worst day, which luckily it wasn't as windy. So I'm hoping. I mean, God bless our fire department. Seriously, like I couldn't even imagine.
Super scary.
Okay, let's go back to talking shit though, because this
okay,
is like
yeah.
This is
not
for
a
me.
Serious zone.
Yeah,
I'd say in my classroom, this is a no talking zone. This is a not serious zone.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so who do you think is the favorite New Jersey housewife? We've got Teresa versus Margaret.
Well, Teresa. 74%
said Teresa.
Three.
And then because we didn't plan this out well enough, I did Atlanta versus Dallas. So we had Kim versus Brandy.
Kim Z versus Brandy. Kim Z.
Yep, 68% voted Kim Zolciak. So yeah. So next week we'll change it up, but we were just trying to, you know, finalize. So
those were the hottest housewives of each franchise.
Yeah, those are the most popular ones. So
kind of interesting. Kyle is apparently has a really likable factor, even though she stole a house from her sister.
You stole my goddamn house.
I mean, I guess you can really come back from that.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I like Kyle because I think she's like a good friend, but I think she's like a good, like, we'd probably be friends with Kyle.
Mm-hmm. And she loves talking behind her friends' backs.
Yeah, same. That's the normal way to do it.
Yeah, you never do it to their face.
Never. Then it's like you have to deal with the tears, and it's like, no. I don't have time for that. Okay. Let's get into our reviews.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. So yeah. We're loving your reviews, everyone. Thank you so much. Wait, before we get into our reviews, I have to call out one of our Instagram. This is something we've come up with, too. We're trying to figure out, what do we call, what's our army called?
Mm-hmm. We like the people that listen.
Yeah, you guys. What would you guys like to be called besides your first name? Or your Instagram name?
We were, like, saying, like,
Judgykins, but is that like weird? It's a little weird. Or like the Judgettes, but that's a little weird too. So we're like leaving this up to you guys.
We need a good
name for what you would like to be called. So if you can DM us, Mary, what's our Instagram handle?
That is Two Judgy Girls, T W O J U D G E Y. G-I-R-L-S.
Nailed it. Almost didn't, but definitely
a little slow.
Definitely
a little
recovered.
Slow today, guys.
So DM us what you think would be great, and then we will set up some polls to figure out so that for the people, by the people.
Totally. I like that. I love that, actually.
Okay. So
for the people, by the
people. Okay. So I'm gonna read one. And this is from Hey Zender. Ran into Kelly God tonight. 5 stars. My best friend and I fangirled when we ran into Kelly Dodd tonight. I panicked, but my friend stopped her in her tracks by yelling, "Kelly God, you are my everything." I think she knew what we were talking about because she for sure listens to you. We love you. 5 stars only. Thank you.
That's like an amazing night, and I'm super jealous of you.
Yes, that sounds like fun. And I believe, because I think we discussed it in our DMs, but I believe that they were at the Corona Del Mar like holiday Christmas walk, which is just amazing that, you know, people like Kelly Dodd are there.
Well, she's among the people. Right now she's in Aspen getting wasted once again.
Is she with Landon?
No. God, that was so not okay.
It's like, Kelly God, your cool factor is going down every minute you hang out with Dolphin.
I could imagine Kelly God making the Dolphin voice and sound to Landon's face.
She'd be like, "It's good to see ya." And Landon would be like, "You're so funny. Maybe I love you." When they shot that clip on Relationship, I almost pissed my pants.
She's the worst.
Okay.
It's like, I'm just living in Malibu for the summer. And, like, so I just decided to show up to his date. Yeah, like, with my sommelier friend. There's only two in the world for females.
Fuck, guys. Fuck. No. I fucking hate Landon so much. As soon as she said that, I was like, oh, fuck this shit. I'm Googling it immediately.
I, like, literally knew immediately she was false.
I was like, this fucking liar, right? So, granted, there are few women that are the master sommelier, like, level. But there's 24 of them out of 150. So, like, fuck you, Landon, one or two. Just fuck you.
And she's only on level two.
Yeah, so.
We have a somm friend. Yeah. Joey. Mm-hmm. That's the guy that wouldn't follow Courtney back on Instagram.
All right. Don't have to talk about my personal deficits here. Jeez. Why don't you just read a review, Mary? Read a review.
Okay. This is from SH513. LOLing when I listen. 5 stars.
Obviously.
If you're like me and you like to hear non-PC commentary.
I try to be PC.
This podcast is a must subscribe. I find myself laughing and wanting to join in on the conversation with them. My only complaint is there aren't more episodes throughout the week. I thought she was going to be like, the sound sucks. It's like, I know. We know. I have to listen to it back sometimes. I'm like, oh, God.
We're trying, you guys. We're just two girls. We like to judge, but don't judge us unless it's 5 stars. Do as we say, not as we do.
Yes.
Confucius. Okay, so thank you guys for your reviews. I also... Guys, sometimes I don't know if I've said it out loud or if I've just really thought it. But I have to give a shout out to our Instagram follower. Her name is Alyssa. She told us this week that she had a bachelorette party. Okay. And the theme was Vicky Gunvalson.
That's amazing.
I don't know how you theme it, but she sent us some photos and I sent them to Brianna. And Brianna loved them. She had a bomber jacket that said "Whoop it up."
Oh my
they,
god.
They went to a pool party where they had Vicky heads, like on sticks, that you could like, you know, put as like in front of your face. Like they took her to clubs.
So good.
Like it, I mean, I hope they went to Andalay's, but I don't actually know where it was. But we just have to, I have to applaud you, Alyssa.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That's someday, if I ever have a bachelorette party.
Yeah. What are you going to theme it?
Well, I guess the theme, or like, it would really be like, you are going to be a real housewife.
Right. Because we're marrying rich.
Yeah. Fuck that. Yeah. For sure.
We're marrying rich because our, listen, David Bedore is on the market.
Hey, Beanie Bedore, how you doing?
Okay.
Let's be like really honest, like 100%.
Okay.
You're in the quiet woman over Christmas break.
Yeah.
Beanie Bedore is in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I know exactly what I would do.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Keep going.
I would like, clearly, I'd be
drunk.
Three cocktails in.
At least.
And I know I'd like, just, I try to. Whenever I've been, like, in the counter with a semi, any kind of public figure, I try to play it cool, wink, wink.
So you're profusely sweating, and you think, and
the,
you're like
the
me
least
in the,
cool.
You're like me in the bathroom, like, hey, Megan King Edmonds is outside!
No, but, like, I know I would try to be cool, but I wouldn't be cool.
Right.
But, like, if he asked me if I wanted to go to after party, I'd go.
Yeah, duh.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm not sure why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You clearly do it for the story.
Well, yeah, I do everything for the story.
Like, and then he'd be like, oh, have you met my friend Tom? It's usually about Tom. And then D'Agostino shows up, and you're like, what the fuck? And then he's like, oh, I don't like to travel anywhere without my other bald-headed friend. And Michael's like,
Michael?
Leapfrog! He's like, Leapfrog, I'm here!
And then I could, like, I could probably, like, I would go for Michael, and I could had the, like, the education thing going on, so he'd probably be into it.
Yeah, how's your math, Mary? You're like, can I actually get one of those just to practice to make sure I'm up to date?
Okay. Do they have those anymore, Leapfrogs?
Yeah, I saw a commercial for it the other day.
Oh.
I know. Well,
he's
why
still
I was
raking in the money.
Why I was watching a commercial? I have no idea.
Actually, lately, I've been watching commercials so then I can go on Instagram.
Oh, I get
even
it. That's
it's
like
recorded,
your break. That's your
break
time. Yeah. Wait, speaking of, though, no commercials, have you... I'd like to recommend a movie to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to recommend a movie to all of you. It's on Netflix. Okay. It's called A Christmas Prince.
Oh, what's it about? Is it like Hallmark or something?
It's Netflix.
Right.
It's a Netflix original.
Is it like Hallmark-y though?
I don't like
the Hallmark.
Higher
channel.
Brow than Hallmark. Okay. It's like the Princess Diaries mixed in with like Cinderella, mixed in with just like I'm a regular girl and I have to hang out with a prince, but we're not going to fall in love, but maybe we do, but we probably won't. And it's such a Christmas story that the prince has a little sister in a wheelchair, so it has its own Tiny Tim.
Okay. I'm not going to watch this.
Oh,
but...
my God, Mary. You're missing out on a true instant classic.
I don't like, nice thing. Like when it
you don't
comes
like
out.
Nice
I like,
things?
I like emo. I like emo, sad.
Well, I just found out that my friend and her brother don't like Home Alone as a Christmas movie. And it...
How can you not...
It really, like...
I'm
reconsidering our friendship. Like, I'm sorry, what?
It's like saying you don't think farts are funny.
They're hilarious.
They are. Like, I mean, come on.
Jax farts is hilarious. Like, oops, that tooted.
Oh my god, that SNL oops, I crapped my pants. Okay, we're having way too Dutch 80.
Yeah,
okay.
I have a funny tooted story, but I'll leave that.
Okay, Atlanta.
I'll leave that for another day. Okay, guys, I don't like Atlanta. I said it.
I completely agree.
I don't like
I'm
Jersey. I
it
said
off.
It there. Like, the no, star of the I... week. No, the star of the week was Vanderpump Rules. Far and away.
Agreed.
It so took the just, gold, like... it took the silver, and it took the bronze. And these are just the shitty participant trophies.
I completely agree with you. Okay. Let's quickly go through Atlanta.
Okay.
We start off
back in the fight between Kim Zolciak Bierman and
where did Croy come from? What's he do? He's her Uber?
No, he was like her like security guard. I feel like her filming is like so like
set
they,
up.
They really wanted her inserted in this Atlanta franchise, and I think like her contract, she could do whatever the fuck she wanted. Like, doesn't have to go to this San Francisco trip.
Well, so the producers of this, they got, so remember how when Phaedra got fired, Carlos mm-hmm. King was the producer. Well, she like blamed half the stuff on him, so he got fired. So the new producers of Atlanta are also the producers of Don't Be Tardy. So I think so
she basically
is
ruling it.
Yeah, so you are so right. So that's why she keeps tweeting like, Kenya, you're fired. You lost your peach. Hashtag fired. And I was like, hey, Kim, hashtag no job.
No, or like, I just thought it was so weird. Croy comes out and pulls her out, you know, typical in his True Religions.
Oh, my God. He loves those starts. The studded like, True Religions.
Oh, my God. The
his
True Religions. I really didn't like that Kenya, though, was calling her, you know, trans and shit.
Yeah, but Kenya also did not say injured son.
No, she didn't. She didn't. That's totally what Kim heard.
Okay, so
she's
that's
like, don't ever talk about my fucking injured son. It's like, wait, no one said that. We didn't say that.
Yeah,
it's
like, that sounds like your own insecurity.
We said that you pimp out your daughter for John Legend tickets. Yeah. And you literally tweeted it. She's like, you don't know my relationship with Chrissy Teigen.
No, like, she doesn't even say the last name. She just says Chrissy. Like, we're on such a first name basis. I'm like, there's no fucking way that Chrissy Teigen hangs out with you. Like, she'll be cool with you on Twitter.
Also, like, what's the deal with her and Khloe Kardashian?
I don't know. It's weird. I think because Kim is friends with Malika and Khadija, you know, the twins.
Oh, yeah.
So they're, by proxy is Khloe.
Sure.
But,
okay.
So the cameras must have known, because they're at Porsche's where she's literally, like, probably podcasting about being a vegan. And Kim like, and Sheree come over.
Why is she
over.
Being a vegan?
Because she needs a storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I could think of plenty of storylines for you.
Yeah.
Try stand-up comedy. You'd be hilarious. That's actually, like, Portia does give some pretty good one-liners in her interviews. She also gave a good one-liner to Kim when she was like, I can't believe Kenya would talk about your injured son and your hoe daughter.
I know. And like, that was like no big deal. And no, it was like water under the bridge.
Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm loving Sheree's hair. I think I said this last week. I love Sheree's hair like this.
No.
You don't? In the braids? Mm. Oh, I love
the middle braid with like the nose ring on it.
No, that's just like trendy, but I love the braids in general. I think it makes her look softer.
Oh, I prefer Storm.
Oh, no, you don't.
I really don't like those braids.
Okay, well, whatever. Is Cynthia's daughter the most normal daughter?
Like, okay, also, why was she 17 moving in with her boyfriend, but then she decided she's not going to
because she,
has she
a
wants
good
to be a player?
On her shoulder.
No, she wants to be a player.
Oh, that's what she said?
And then she wants to go on cupcake dates with her mom and then told her mom not to eat them.
And then her mom's, like, new boyfriend calls and is like,
Will,
I
tried to find him on Instagram and I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
Can you
I'm
help
find,
me? Can
yeah.
you follow him for us?
Yeah. Yeah. But wait,
he's a babe.
He's like, I've got a boat. And she's like, is it a sizable boat? He's like, it's a sizable boat. I'm like, what the?
And I'd be like,
what is this foreplay?
Inhalation.
Oh my God. So did you go back to that bar this weekend, by the way, with your friend in town?
Oh, fuck no. We can't go there for like 3 weeks.
Oh.
probably during the holidays I'll make an appearance.
Oh, okay.
And then my other question is, why do Marlo and Nene buy their cars in LA?
Taxes? I don't know.
But California taxes are like the most expensive.
Because they're rich, bitch.
Maybe it's just like the best selection?
I don't know. I don't understand because I don't understand. I don't understand anything that Nene does for real. Like,
well, she's gonna be a life coach.
No.
She's gonna be a life coach. Yes,
I dislike
her
so much.
Say it like it is, honey.
How do you feel that they're coming to your town?
So I was like, I never heard of this. Oh, you found them. Great.
15.7? He has more than us. Okay, Mr. Will J.
No, God, he does Mr. not. Will J. We have more than 15.7.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
God. Mr. Dot Will J is Cynthia's.
Follow him, though, please.
I did, and I'm following okay. Sheree now, too. Okay. But not Peter Thomas.
No. Okay, so, yeah, they're in San Francisco, and I've never heard of that hotel. I Googled it, and it's new, but I'll...
So our friend, my friend was like, I'm at a party right now, and this guy went to the wedding. The fake wedding? The Kenya wedding that takes place next week. So I'm hoping to get us some intel, okay. But I can't guarantee.
Let me know. But yeah, and then I just, the best part of this episode was their ride from the airport to the hotel.
To the city, yeah. I don't remember what happened. It was so long ago.
They're like, when's the last time you had some? To like Cynthia and Portia and Sheree. And Sheree said last year. Because she's in love with someone, but he's in jail.
Clink, clink, bitch.
Like, I'm like, I just
Tyrone. It's Tyrone. Yeah,
like, it's so crazy to me. Like, Apollo's in jail. This guy's in jail.
Joe Giudice.
Tree was in jail.
It's like, why are we giving platforms to these people?
I don't know anybody.
Why? I'm like, so you're telling me if I go to jail, I can be proxy to Real Housewives and make some money?
Right.
Like,
right. I don't know.
But word on the street, though, is that Sheree married him. Like, Sheree's married to him right now. But doesn't he get conjugal visits?
I think it matters what state you're in.
Well, poor thing.
And, like, what do they go into? Like, a trailer?
Yeah. And then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But for Scott Peterson.
You would do anything. You would do anything.
I don't think they have that in California.
Well, you know, you'll figure it out when you head over. So then they like come to the, okay, Candy cracks me up because all this bitch wants to do is eat, right? And she's like, why'd we have to wait 2 hours if Sheree was going to come down in her sweatpants?
I know.
Like, all right, Candy, somebody get this bitch in a moose boosh. Like, shit.
Actually, we should have had Candy as the top housewife because I think she's slaying this season.
She looks great.
I won't watch the cover of Essence.
I won't watch the Escape show because I don't. They're a little too weird for me, and I don't. Just Candy's better than that, to be honest. Yeah. But okay, so then they
couldn't follow the fight at the dinner.
That's
table.
What I was gonna say. Okay, so I think basically Nene doesn't have a storyline. Portia doesn't have a storyline, and so they're fighting with each other. And well, it was like that. It was like who you?
Yeah, no. So you were angry.
No, you're angry. No, you are. Roll your tape.
And then, like Nene's buns falling out and Marlo's helping her.
That's a good friend. Nice. Anyways, I still don't care about it, though. And we've already spent way too much time.
Moving on.
Should we talk about... Let's get rid of the housewives. So let's talk Jersey first. Do you mind?
Okay. No. Okay.
Okay. So this episode was all about the posh fashion show. As Teresa likes to say, piece of shit, coke whore, house wrecker every day. And it was like, how long did it take this bitch to come up with that?
No, I literally, like, she, like, probably was like, Gia, can you help me?
She's like counting on her fingers, right? She's like,
this is like middle school shit. Like, she's like, okay, let's think of something for a P. Okay, P, then an O, then an S. Piece of shit. Okay, we got piece of shit. We need something for C.
She's like, cunt. She's like, coke whore. She's like, oh, yeah, that's better. And then she's like, A, H. She's like, she's a hoe. She a hoe. And like, how about house wrecker? She's like, yeah. More letters, bigger word. Yeah.
And then E.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. with Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Every day. Every day. And then she's like, okay, remember your line. Remember your line. And then she just practiced it the whole ride over.
Totally. In her, like, leather.
The best was, so they're like, well, we won't ruin that, the actual fashion show. So let's get dressed up and then we'll go to hair and makeup. First off, Kim D is fucking frightening.
Well, okay, I feel like her skin was really dry or something, or like she recently had gotten like a chemical peel or something. Like,
no, I think that's like just what her face looks like.
I think it was tight, wrinkled.
It,
and her extensions are off. Her hair looks awful.
She looks like a White Walker from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
she's legit. Like, and when she's like, "Welcome to the posh fashion show. What are you guys doing here?" And I was like,
"I know.
What are we doing here? I don't know if we should be here." Like, I'm, and Teresa's like, You wanna talk about me? I want to go clubbing.
Yeah. I say good for her. She's pissed at her husband. She can go clubbing every night.
And who gives? And then?
And I don't, she wouldn't, I don't believe, she can do whatever she wants, but I don't think she'd do it publicly, like openly be holding hands or being frisky with someone in public.
No, I agree. I bet you could be like, maybe not touchy-feely, but like you could be like hugging a friend. Like Siggy said, like, well, maybe that was just something she was doing with her friend. Also, what pissed me off about Siggy and Dolores is I was like, you should have just stopped it.
No, they were like, definitely were like, let this be the fight. And then, like, just the foursome that came in there. We have Teresa.
Charlie's Angels plus one.
Melissa. Marge with that lime green. I don't know about that. And then Danielle.
I don't know about Danielle's outfit either. I was like, ooh, what are we wearing?
The pink
here?
Like ruffle or like pink like crochet or what was that?
It's like an eyelet. Eyelet?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They were like the misfits, I felt like, put together.
Right. The Rescue Rangers, not the Charlie's Angels.
it was bad. It was bad. And then like Teresa, honestly, if I was Teresa, I would have never gone to that because she is on probation and things could really get heated. She's like, Kim, do you stop talking about me?
Yeah, she's like,
no, I'd love to fucking grab you by the back of the fucking head.
Well, you can't. You fucking touch me and you're done.
Bitch,
come at me, homewrecker. You are fucking animal.
She was trying to get her going for sure.
The hesitation of throwing the glass though killed me. Like you could see she wanted to grab it and she's like, don't you do it. No, bad girl, don't do it.
bad mommy,
don't do it. It just was like the whole thing. I'm like, first off, why does posh is a strip mall styles for less. Why the hell does this have a fashion show? Like, these clothes are literally from Charlotte Russe.
Mm.
They are horrible. Like, Dolores' outfit was, like, something I wore in 1999 where I used to belt under my boob.
The dress that Siggy wore, I, like, wore that dress recently. I wore it on Thanksgiving. What? I got it from Rent the Runway.
Oh.
It was like a turtleneck slit dress. I thought it was great. No? It wasn't good?
That was fine, but I'm just saying, like, these dresses aren't, like, anything. And then, like, Siggy's excuse
I actually, for why. I wore it with a fur vest, and I showed it to Thanksgiving, and I said, I went jersey for Thanksgiving.
Well, there you go.
I'll send you a photo.
Please do. I know you're going to send me the one of you popping the cork on the champagne bottle.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway.
That was the outfit, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't even realize it was a dress. I thought it was pants.
Oh, no.
Okay, so then after the whole fight, Melissa's like, Siggy, Dolores, after seeing that, you're going to walk in the show. And Dolores got all up in Melissa's face. And I'm like, don't you dare, Dolores Cantania. If you wreck our perfect little Melissa Gorga's fourth nose job, I'm going to be upset.
And her chin implant. You guys, we have a photo coming from a Melissa Christmas a while back, and let's just say there's a difference.
Wait, she got a photo implant? Or, I mean, a chin implant?
I think so. Don't you think?
The plot thickens. I never thought about it.
I think that's what they all do, and, like, it makes their face look skinnier and longer. Stassi has one.
Stassi has one. Sheena probably needs one, to be honest.
But, yeah, and Vicky got one. And
yeah.
They all get them. It, like, elongates your face.
Interesting.
I mean, that's my doctor assessment.
Right, right. And you're a professional, so yeah, I take what you say at face value.
Yeah, totally.
But so when Dolores got in her face, though, I was like, mm-mm. And she's like, what? Like, no, what did she say? She's like, that's right, I am. Don't you tell me what to do. And I was like, this show sucks. I'm over it. Like, bring me back when we were pulling Danielle's extensions.
No, I think it's bringing it. I think it is.
I just...
And you know what? I really liked the voice of Reason.
Frank Cantania.
Yeah. I liked that. And...
But he literally said the exact same thing that Melissa said.
Literally, Dolores bows down to him. I could not believe her reaction. She's like, Frankie, you're right. I should have done that. I'm like, wait, what?
She wants to ride that dick so hard.
I think they are.
You think so? Yeah, I think her boyfriend's fake.
I do too. And I think they could reconcile.
Well, but he cheated. So she's like, for sure in. Like, she's like if he said, right. He's like, hey, jump. She's like, how high, Frank? How high?
She's like, do you want to do it on the new kitchen counters you bought me?
It's granite. Okay, let's talk about, okay. I couldn't actually hear her name. Was it medium pancetta? Like, the meat?
I don't know. She's just a simple girl who happens to hear dead people.
That was, like, killing me. I was like, I also thought it was so sweet.
Oh, my. I loved everything about this. Because I said that earlier about Melania. I said she's for sure connecting with her grandmother. Mm-hmm. And the medium totally reassured that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, she gave them the reassurance that she's in a better place and
she can run, she doesn't have arthritis.
Yeah,
she was singing Joe's song.
Yeah. And but I the part about no, he's like, he's breaking and wants to be with her, and she says don't hurry. I was like, oh,
I also
heartstrings.
I know. And sadly, like, I also think he's like in the ICU right now, and I'm like, please don't die of a broken heart.
Oh, I thought he went to I thought he went down to Mexico with them for Thanksgiving, the Gorgas.
Yeah, well, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, anyways. So, okay, newsflash.
Mm-hmm.
Big finding today.
Priv.
Yeah.
The fucking Priv campaign.
As it's been over every single show, Priv this, Priv that. Today I found out NBC has bought a stake in Priv.
It makes so much more sense.
Which makes so much sense why they've been throwing it down our, like, shoving it down our throats. Like, let me tell you, Priv actually comes to my work every other week to do free massages, and I take advantage of that. But they used to come to my old job, and they would do manicures, and they're horrible manicures.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, no water manicures. It would really bother me, but I would still get my gel done. Because it was free. But I'm afraid they were also doing hair and makeup for our Christmas party. But I was too afraid. I don't like other people doing my hair and my makeup.
Well, you went to beauty school.
I know, but still, I just don't like other people doing it.
I love when other people do my hair. I can't handle the mane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like to do my own makeup.
Yeah, I don't want, I just feel like it's going to be a little too intense, or something's not going to be right, or I'm going to be too picky. But anyways.
It's not like that anymore, though. Like, you used to, like, go into MAC and you wouldn't know how you came out.
Yeah.
Like, how it'd come out. But, like, now you, like, show them a photo and it's, like, a softer look now, I feel like. You're not doing, the only people still doing smoky eye are, like, Tinsley and Shannon Bedore.
Wait, Sonia is definitely smoky eye up doing Stad.
What?
Remember when Bethany was like saying, she's like, and this is Sonia on repeat. Smoky eye up doing Stad. Up doing Stad.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. Anyways, That's what I wanted to say, because Priv is not even in New Jersey currently.
Oh, it's probably like a New York thing.
No, you're right, but I'm saying like you can't even order Priv in New Jersey, well, so they clearly
it came. Well, she literally had them come today and give her a massage. Marge.
Right. So, but they came for Marge Senior because Marge Junior wants to set up Marge Senior with their accountant,
which I loved.
You were into
it?
I
like. Oh my god, this date was hilarious.
Okay, tell me more. Tell me your take.
Well, they all ordered salmon, which I thought was really funny. They all ordered the same thing, but anyways. But I mean, Marge Senior, she gets the summertime nostalgia, and Steve shows up. But I also thought it was funny that she doesn't eat chocolate or carbs, but she's still willing to swallow, as Marge Junior said. Told her mom she's still, her mom will still swallow.
What was Steve's 5-year plan?
And he said to be alive.
Which, what can you, you can't ask for more.
Yeah, and then he basically was like, so can we go out on another date without you guys? And then he basically was saying on the third date, you hook up.
I'm into it. I think Marge Senior would do it.
I think that's a good rule.
How Marge Senior got her groove back.
Amen.
Okay, let's quickly talk about relationship.
Let's do this very briefly, because we really don't, the girls that, oh. Okay, so basically, he goes to L.A., he's going to go to Austin and New York.
I want to say something. He took, okay, as I haven't said anything.
You're always wordy.
I'm sorry, you guys. I talk over Mary all day long every time we do this.
Literally, I was texting her. I was like, oh, I'm not really into this relationship show. And she literally texted me the premise of the show. I was like, I know. I'm watching the fucking show.
I don't think you get it. What happens is he's going on all these little dates that to bring them all back to Charleston. She's like, yeah, the premise. I'm like, oh, well, I guess you get it. Okay. I've decided I am Shep's perfect girl. I am Shep's perfect girl. Everywhere he went to, all the things he likes, I'm like, that Shakespeare date where that girl is like, this is stupid, I'm like, I would love to get shit-faced at this and sit there and watch it. It would be so much fun.
But the Shakespeare date, well, the Shakespeare date, 90 minutes, too uncomfortable. I don't want to
No, I would
long.
Love it. I would love it. It was interactive.
But she
to be or
also...
not to be, Mary, to be or not to be.
She was also
24.
Born in 1992.
Yeah. That's my sister was born. Or 93.
Yeah. Like
92.
She got in the Uber bye.
Yeah. But so, okay. The date he went on with that girl, the first date he went on, he picked her up from Vanderpump Dogs, grape crossover.
Oh,
okay.
Wait. And then they go to Casa Viega, correct?
No, they go to El Compadre.
Oh, I totally thought it was Casa Viega.
Did you ever go to my old apartment that we lived on off of Sunset Boulevard?
Where it was,
there
like
was
a
an
loft
upstairs.
Style?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so literally right across the street from that, like on that street, like just is this place El Compadre. Like we used to go there all the time. Like 2 years ago, that's where I had my birthday because I'm a Cinco de Mayo baby. It's a Mexican restaurant. Like, we would go,
ooh, ole,
we would late night go there. They have flaming margaritas. Like, he takes them all to these places where I'm like, I've been there. I love that. That would be so fun.
Well, that girl was cool because she was eating queso and drinking margs.
Yeah, she didn't want a skinny marg. She was fine with a fat marg.
Yeah, she's like, give me that salt.
She's like, I'm a regular girl. Or I'm not a regular
girl.
Well,
no,
girl.
I mean,
cool
basically
girl.
They just drank a lot. Guarantee they already slept together. Like, once the producers left, like, they got sloppy.
And Sarah, the producer, was probably like, what about me?
Yeah. I know. I actually watched Watch What Happens Live. And
oh, yeah.
I think they're going to try to make that a storyline, but he was already like, no. I also think that he's not with anyone currently.
No. Oh, for sure. There's no way that he ends up with someone. But I did hear that somebody from the show, I don't know who actually makes it to Charleston, but I read somewhere that, or maybe it was a Watch What Happens recap, that someone from the show actually moves to Charleston and is on the next season of Southern Charm.
Oh, that's kind of interesting to know.
Yeah. What do you think about him, like, having, like, quote-unquote friends set him up? The fact that Landon was on my screen, I was like, I thought we got rid of this fucking dolphin once and for all.
I know. I think that's it. She had her Som friend and got invited on the date, and it was just, he actually, like, does something that I would do, though, like,
Oh no, what?
Like, he tries to, sometimes I do this, like, where I, like, invite people that I haven't met yet to things because I don't want to be with them one-on-one.
So, like, you're out and you invite them to meet up with you?
Yes.
Okay.
My sister says I need to stop doing that.
Yeah, you should.
But I don't really want to be with them one-on-one if I don't know them yet. Okay. I'd rather be in a group setting, but everyone else says you should do the exact opposite.
But you're not even single, so it worked. Oh, wait. Sorry. No, I'm the same way. I'm like, I have such limited time, and if I'm hanging out with my friends, yeah, someone can come meet me out with my friends, but I'm not going to hang out with them. I have other people I'm with.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Now, the perfect girl that Shep's looking for is literally zero of these girls that he met. I actually thought the most...
Well,
the
I liked that... it.
Are you going to say the girl he had ice cream with in the bookstore?
Yeah, but you keep talking over me. Okay. Jesse, the stylist. And, like, them sharing ice cream, and he spills everywhere, and they're in the bookstore. I like that he was a little bit afraid and, you know,
he's nervous.
I liked that. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. And then then Kylie and Dallas, like, you're 22. And literally when she was wearing that belt that said world champion and it said ages 16 to 19. And I was just like, no, like, that's just, there's something like pedophile about that.
Not even that. I was like, I'd prefer the Real Housewife Hermes belts that they're all wearing instead of that belt.
Amen, sister. Also, I have dreams one day that I'll be able to wear a belt like that.
Another thing of why Shep and I are like, why I'm his perfect girl, right?
Destined.
Okay. Yeah, so Shep was saying, he's like, I haven't ridden a horse, you know, in a while because I was bucked off as a kid. Guess who else was bucked off as a kid? This girl.
I'm guessing Courtney from LA.
Yeah, that's me. But I was like, Shep, I appreciate you and your oversized
twins.
Teeth. And even though Mary thinks you have AIDS, I'm going to look past it. He looks healthier on this show, don't you think?
He did look a little bit healthier. I bet the producers were like, hey, buddy, you got to, like...
You got to chill on the alcohol.
Not have dark undersick girls. Maybe they, like, gave him, like, Rodan and Fields. I'm, like, kind of curious about Rodan and Fields.
Well, Robbie from The Bachelor...
I see all these, like, pictures. I'm like, is this real?
Robbie from The Bachelor is an ambassador, so I think you could order from him. Oh, Tamara is, too. Isn't she? We wouldn't know. She blocked us.
Well, I don't know because she blocked us. and now Pump Rules blocked us.
Oh, you guys.
Got in that internet fight this week, guys?
I think this is the biggest fight that we've got into, though, with somebody who has, like, the most followers, which I have to assume she, like, bought them, right? How do you have that many followers? Your pictures aren't good. There's no creativity.
I thought it was, like, a real official...
No, it's just like all the Vanderpump
press on her, and she's a quirky mom,
and works like hot
quirky,
dog on the
like
stick.
Dogs, guys,
corgi. What did you what?
Like corgi, not like quirky. Like I always say, like I have like a quirky sense of humor.
Right. So one's with a G and one's with a K.
Yeah. No, I know.
Speaking of pump rules, let's
call a homophone. Dive in.
The more you know. Okay. Let's talk about it. We've waited all. If you guys are still with us, thank you. We're so sorry. It's all my fault. I'm taking full blame. But it's time for Vanderpump.
Okay. Okay.
So
let's
talk
just
about
kick it off.
The credits. The credits.
Okay.
Brittany Jackson Stossier.
Which they've been kind of like a power threesome this week as well. And like Stassi's so funny. She's like, well, the elephant in the room. It's like we've both slept with him. And also this week, I just figured out what OOTD means.
Just this week?
Do you know what it means?
Alpha
of
the
just
day?
I figured it out this week. I literally would be like, I don't know. I don't know. And I just kept on watching. And she always Instagrams what she's wearing. And I just was like, oh, maybe that's a brand shirt. I just don't know. Then Steph Curry Steph Curry, hashtag OOTD. And I was like, huh. I go, outfit of the day. Okay. I figured it out on my own. I didn't even Google it.
And have you seen OOTN?
Outfit of the night?
Yeah. Mary, I'm so proud of you. Yes. Cool. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I thought it was
nice that Brittany, for her first season as a regular, gets the first spot. But she's just, it's not a flattering look.
I considered her full last season, no?
I don't think she was in the opening credits last season. I guess
bigger.
I don't remember.
She was filling her plate.
She was ordering Postmates, Mary. Okay, let's talk about that.
Oh my God. When Jax, when she finally got off the couch and going to the gym and not keeping Postmates in business, I was like,
oh. I was like, Jax and I could never date because I order Postmates at least 3 to 4 times a week. I'm busy.
Sometimes it's like convenience. Like, you probably order salads too.
Yep.
Or sushi.
Oh yeah, I order sushi from the place across the street all the time. I'm busy. I'm busy. I pay for like the unlimited delivery service or whatever it is, like $9.99 a month, so it's free.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I order from it enough.
Oh, that's like nothing.
It's $9.99 a month. It's fine.
Oh, that's like free. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, basically free. It's fine. Anyways, okay. So it was Brittany, Jax, and Stassi. Jax is just disgusting. I fucking hate him. Like, he's the definition of a wet fucking fart. Like,
I know you love that saying.
No, it's just, he always looks like he smells like rotten cheese to me. And like, he doesn't shower.
Well, also our friend Joey, once again, he like lives down the street from them. So he'll like send us pictures of Jax like walking to his car, like his shitty ass car. I also am like, these people are so poor still. I'm like, how are they investing their money? I don't get it. Why do they still live in apartments? It's bad.
Well, Tom has rent control. So it was Tom, Ariana, and Sheena.
Right.
Okay. I love Ariana's haircut.
Bob.
She also loves her haircut. I've never seen someone stare at themselves so much in the mirror besides myself.
She's working it.
Then you have Katie and Tom. And then you had Lala, James, and Kristen. Lala was even in this episode. James is going to be good.
James is going to be bi. Mm-hmm. Like, they already set that up.
He's like, trying to get a cookie in before Raquel arrives.
And then, so he's back on the sauce. He's just drinking again, and that's fine.
Yeah, I think he's off the coke for a little bit.
Okay, I think Kristen is, like, not going to, like, bring it this season. I think she's kind of going to be, like, a wash.
Yeah, she's going to kind of be, like, Stassi last season or, like, when she first came back, you know?
Yeah. Also, like, their promotion poster, like, it's funny that the Rob guy's on the poster.
He's on it. Logan's on it.
Yeah, like, too many people.
There's too many people. I don't even know. Like, thank God for you guys for pointing out who certain people are. Because I'm like, who the hell is this hot guy on the very end?
Right.
But he's friends with Bachelor people, so I'm over him. Because he's too involved in the reality world.
Right.
Okay, so people are saying that Sheena is now the queen bee.
No, that's not true.
Are people drunk?
Yeah.
Are they high?
They're having too much rosé at Pump or something.
Sheena is Gretchen Wieners.
No, yeah. Sheena's Gretchen Rossi.
Oh.
Or Gretchen Christine Rossi.
Gretchen Christine Butte.
Yeah, she's way too thirsty.
Yeah.
And I love that she's so obsessed with Rob right now. We know in real time they're broken up and she literally they're just sleeping together now. Right.
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits. I like forgot what that term was.
The fact that she
haven't had one of those in a long time.
What are those? I just have friends. Literally zero benefits.
I have
zero.
Me too.
I would love some. Most of my guys.
My friend. I would say a benefit to having you is that you have free Postmates delivery.
Yeah, but. Oh, Yeah, but I don't want any sexual benefits with you, if that's okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. The benefit is the Postmates. The free delivery.
So anyway, so Sheena's telling Brittany, she's like, I am in such a good place. I am so happy where I am in my life right now. Like, Rob makes me, like, so happy. I can't wait for you guys to meet him at my conveniently scheduled birthday party right when we start taping.
Right. And I'm not going to invite Katie Malone, even though I was a bridesmaid at her wedding.
Yeah. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to have a scene with her at Pump, and I'm going to disinvite her. Right, I'm going to say, please stop rage texting me. I can only take so much because my name is Sheena Marie, and I only have time for Rob.
And
my left side. Yeah.
So I'm going to invite your husband to the party, and your husband's still going to go to the party and leave you at home.
What the
fuck? Like, Tom, come on, fucking Tom.
But Katie was so cool about it.
I know. She's, like, on Xanax this season, or more edibles, maybe. More
okay,
edibles.
So I've come up with a theory. I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
Remember how Katie fell through a skylight before the show started? Did you know that?
No.
Okay, so she, like, fell through a skylight, and I'm going to say she was drunk when she fell through a skylight, and, like, she was, like, in, like, intensive
pretty
care.
Pretty scary.
Like, yeah. Really bad. I think she has trauma from that, which makes her a crazy person, which makes her why she's so mean.
Okay.
You know, it's
well,
like...
Well, I'm... Bump.
Go ahead.
I feel like... I'm so scared. You're letting me talk. She's letting me talk, you guys. I kind of clapped back this episode, didn't I?
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
But I think Katie, like clearly last season was all about her, so I think she's kind of ready to take a background role this season.
Yeah, I feel like she didn't come off as in the best light last season. She's like, let's just let Sheena fuck herself over.
But then also, like, Sheena, why didn't you move out of the disgusting apartment? Like, ugh. Sarah apartments... gross me out. I feel like they smell musty.
Stassi's looks fine, though.
Stassi's is great. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just, like, I feel like they're musty, like, the carpet and, like...
But what's funny, though,
I don't get it. Why are they so poor?
Jax and Brittany and Tom and Katie live in my friend's building. And my friend's apartment's super cute. She also doesn't know who these people are, so I'm like, hey, do you ever see these people? She's like, huh, I don't know, maybe. I'm like, huh, Sherry.
Get it together.
Come on, Sherry. But yes, it's like the best is just watching the Sheena train wreck. She's like, Rob and I dated from 2006 to 2010, and then we took a six-year break from Rob so I could be with Shay. But now I'm just waiting for that final piece of paper, the divorce certificate, so I can get married again.
No.
And I was like, Rob, run.
He has. And then she's like, funny thing about Rob, he was the last person I slept with before I got with Shay and the first person I slept with after Shay. I'm like, my God.
I was like, where does Eddie Cibrian fit into this?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
It's like, Sheena's so annoying. And I was dying. Like, first off, Stassi is queen bee. I will love Stassi till the end.
Like, 100%. I mean, we share a mutual hobby of murder.
And shit talking. And true. I love her.
Her podcast, though, not that great. I said it.
Oh my God, you put it out in the universe. I'll edit it out. Just kidding. Just kidding. Friends should be honest with each other.
It's not that impressive. I'm just saying.
She probably says that about us. Mm-hmm. Anyways, going on. So, where were we? ADD. We tracked off. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait. So, Logan is definitely... Okay. I can't move on from Logan and James.
Logan is gay and 100% has been hooking up with James.
I feel like James and Jax are very similar, right? Jax told us he's going to take James under his wing. Jax is totally like, anybody can S my D. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl.
I completely agree. And I do not believe this. I don't believe this Faith girl.
You don't believe Faith?
I do not believe Faith. I mean, there's just something too fishy for me in this story.
I think it for well, so here's my theory. I think it happened a while ago. Like, I don't think it's like a recent, like in the past couple of months. I think it might have been like when Brittany and Jax first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she realized, like, if I want to get on this show, I better fucking come up with something. So she's telling this story happened so long ago. Jax has had his dick in so many holes since then, he can't even remember.
I mean, maybe it was the 95-year-old woman.
Oh, that, I feel like that is elder abuse.
It was, like, so weird. Like, she... Like, why did she have him over and then the sucking the toes things? I mean, and she's like,
it all just happened. It all just happened so fast. I'm like, yeah, I get like the it happened so fast. I think you can still there. It's not like it was like, oops, my dick fell in you.
Right. But then also then they took it to like another level and she's like, and I'm late on my period.
Yeah. It was like, Faith, you were really
too
winning.
Much. Too big of a story.
Yeah. I think the period thing is fake. I think they for sure hooked up.
I think they have hooked up, but I agree with you, like, maybe a long time ago.
Well,
but there was something, like, disingenuous about her.
Oh, yeah. Like, she wanted screen time. Like, tell James the big mouth.
I mean, I also think Jax knew this was coming. There was something, like, too plotted out for me here.
His tell, though, is his eyes get, like, really wide, and he, like, looks down, and he's like, you're going to do this to me, Faith. Like, he's frightening. Like, Brittany said it best. Like, it's hard to know who he really is.
Oh, my God. That was a really... She's like, well, Jax has multiple personalities. I was like, wait, what? She's like, so, like, sometimes it's hard to be around him.
She's like, Jax, do you love me? He's like, yes. She's like, always. She's like, always. She's like, forever. He's like, forever. She's like, and no more mess-ups. And I was like, oh, my God, run, Brittany. Like, everybody will pick you over him. Why did she stay with him? Why did she stay with him? And the fact that when all these people were telling her at the party, like, oh, Jax, like, Jax cheated on you. She was like, yeah, he probably did.
I know. She, like, was like, I'm pissed at him. That must have been one of his personalities.
Yeah. She's like, if this is true, I'm going to take the dogs and you're going to rot in fucking hell. And I was like, can I get a shot here? Then I was
trying. But then we, like, so actually kind of all comes together because we thought they were broken up for a while.
Yeah. And I think that's when they started taping.
And then... Now we know they're back together, and he was holding a baby recently. Mm-hmm. And that scared me.
Something I want to state, and this is also why I hate Sheena so much, is the password to her party was 420.
Like, are you in middle
Sheena
school?
Sheena is so cool, you guys. Oh, my God, 420, smoke weed. Oh, my God, we're so cool. Like, do you guys want to ditch Friday on 420 so we can, like, smoke weed behind the bleachers? We're so cool. I hate her so much.
I agree.
And I want to now, and my goal now is to find her and take a picture with her on her right side.
Oh, my God, yes. Please do that.
Wouldn't that be so good? What did you think when she told LVP, for the last 10 years, this is all I've ever wanted?
Oh, my God. And LVP was like, you can't dismiss your whole entire marriage with Shay.
She's like, it didn't feel right.
And you're a liar. You were telling me the flashbacks of her last year were classic. No, everything's great. Everything's fine.
She's
like
a Stepford wife.
When I kiss him, it's like the first time we kissed again. And again and again. I get those sparkles. And I got a divorce paper.
And she replaced her wedding photos, like the 5x8 photos in her house. Photos of herself.
Oh my God. Like, her apartment literally disgusts me so much.
Oh my God. I think that we should read from what Tiffany sent us about this episode.
Sure.
Guys, so my roommate, Tiffany, who is our sorority sister, is so fucking funny. And she's been skipping out on Vanderpump. And I told her, no, this season, you got to get back in it. So
totally.
I gave her homework. I forced her to watch the episode. And then I forced her after to give us some musings about what she thought. So I'd like to just have us read a few of them to you, if you don't mind. And
sure.
You can't. none of you can answer, so you can either shut us off or you can keep listening.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, her first one. Okay, I can't get behind this TomTom bar for two reasons. First of all, what is Lisa Vanderpump thinking and backing these two? I barely watch this show and know that this is a bad idea. But more importantly, it sounds like Tum Tum and makes me think of the kid actor I dated from Three Ninjas. He once said Tum Tum out while leaving once, and I really haven't recovered. Oh my god, I didn't read this correctly and I forgot about that.
Wait, but also, like, Tum Tum sounds like you have, like, a tummy ache.
Yeah.
My Tum Tum hurts.
Okay, do you want to read the next one?
Let's see. Jax is a douche, and this chick is too good for him. She is a sweet butterfly, and Jax is a dirty monkey. One of these monkeys that has the weird butts. I don't know what they're called.
Honestly, the blonde chick's hair looks amazing. I totally understand why this guy would want to masturbate to it. That's talking about Ariana.
It is.
Uh-huh. And then she goes, brunette married girl's hair looks amazing. She's talking about Katie. I remember when it was orange, like the type of orange my hair was when I was used sunin in the 7th grade. Sunin is never a good idea.
No, it was never a good idea.
Never. She's pretty funny. There's like some, you know, she thinks that James looks like Tyson from All American Rejects, this band I used to love and interpretive dance to in college. To my friends.
Normal. Yeah. Well, I just, where do you think Britney's lives when they're broken up?
On Kristen's couch.
Oh, God. That's gotta be a gross place.
No, Kristen is a germaphobe. Kristen's place is always clean.
Okay.
And this is how we get Kristen back into the fold. Like, Kristen was barely in this, and I need crazy Kristen back.
I agree.
Like, I actually don't really like
Jax. I loved when she dated James Kennedy.
Ugh.
This incest that goes on here is so amazing.
Like, I can't even imagine, like, okay, that the Daily Mail party, which is what they were all at in New York, where there's Jax, then there's Brittany,
right, in the summer house.
Stassi, and then Rachel O'Brien is there too, who Jax also dated. And then Kristen's also had sex with him. Kristen's boyfriend now, Katie Maloney, had a one-night stand with. Like, it is so incestual, and yet they're all so chill with each other.
They're just like, hey, like, will you be in my wedding? I know you've slept with the groom, but it'll be fun.
And then Sheena's like, oh my god, Rob! Let's keep
Sheena,
Rob.
Sheena, you're at 100-word maximum for the day.
He's like, suck my dick, bitch. And she's like, oh my god, I love doing this because I've been waiting 10 years to do it.
She's like, wait, are my veneers? I can't feel my teeth. Is this bothering you?
Oh my god, this is going to help with my lack of chin. It's like a workout. I'd rather keep Rob because, like, Rob's actually, like, kind of hot.
He's slimy.
Well, yeah.
And he hangs out with Jake Pavelka, so no.
Right, but he's still kind of hot. So, like, I want to hang out with Rob, and I would rather Sheena go.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's,
like,
fair.
Get rid of Sheena. She's like, nobody's really, like, friends with her. Ariana's hanging out with Lala. Sheena's just like, I'm desperate. Here's my left side. Cheese.
No, she doesn't cheese. She, like, duck lips.
Duck lips. Mm-hmm. But I will say she is pretty.
Sometimes, like Lala is pretty, but she's done so much work. It breaks my heart.
Ugh.
I'm going to end up like Brandy Glanville.
Ugh. Ugh. Oof.
Yeah, they will.
I know. And
it's
Lala
sad. They don't need to do that much.
Lala was like the pretty. When she came on, I was like, oh, shit. This one's hot. Everyone's for sure jelly.
Totally.
But it's still all about Stassi.
Yeah. I love her. And I'm excited to see Patrick break up with her again on film.
But does Patrick have a man bun?
It looked like it.
I'm in.
I just want her to meet someone really nice. Like, I know. She could have such a counterpart.
I am on board with Stassi and Shep.
Oh, so they were on Watch What Happens Live together. They've never hooked up.
Okay. Doesn't mean they couldn't still.
Yeah, true.
I think that they actually are very good foils for each other. And I think that they would be...
But what about you?
Well, it's never going to happen.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Never say never.
I will fight for whatever.
Okay, no, no.
Okay, so I'm going to end this here, and I'm going to sing my Justin Bieber off tape.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, if you guys have if you stayed this long, I am so sorry. We are delirious, and we...
Write us a review, 5 stars only, and tell your friends we're trying to get 20K by Christmas Day. We're only like 1.3 off.
And
help us.
And tell us what our army should be called. DM us.
Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
Adios, everyone.
Have a good weekend. A Tito's truck fell over.
Tinsley and Shannon are scraping up the rest.
Go okay. Get some drinks.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.